With SDPB News, I'm Jeremy Ludeman. Some Brown County soybean producers are telling the state a drifting herbicide may have damaged their crops. Jared Schaefer with SDSU Extension says the suspected herbicide kills broadleaf weeds, but can also damage or kill legumes. South Dakota's Agriculture Department Agronomy Service Manager Tom Gear says his agency has been investigating crop damage in northeast South Dakota and whether chemicals have been applied inappropriately. Officials could be several weeks from a determination. If the dicamba herbicide has damaged crops, the state can't offer much to help the farmer. Crop insurance would not cover the damage either, but farmer liability insurance could help if the cause of the damage can be pinpointed. Sioux Falls police say they have found a person of interest, or what they're Sioux Falls police say they have found what they're calling persons of interest in a police chase that covered Iowa and South Dakota and injured an Iowa sheriff's deputy. Officers say two men were involved in stealing a vehicle from Northwest Iowa. They reportedly crashed into a squad car and injured a Lyon County, Iowa deputy. Police chased the vehicle into South Dakota and a search was focused on Sioux Falls on Wednesday. Officers found the vehicle near the Big Sioux River. Police from Sioux Falls, the Minnehaha County Sheriff's Department, and the State Highway Patrol used an all-terrain vehicle and a drone to try to find the suspects, but they were unsuccessful at that time. Two more defendants have admitted to taking part in a blackjack scheme at Dakota Sioux Casino near Watertown. 44-year-old Lito Bolacone and 29-year-old Jordan Rondell both pleaded guilty to a federal conspiracy charge. Four people were indicted in this case in February. One person pleaded guilty to conspiracy in May. Another pleaded not guilty and is scheduled for trial this month. Mostly sunny for the rest of today. Highs from the mid-70s to the lower 80s. Increasing clouds with a chance of storms south and west river with lows in the 50s tonight.